Hi there, my name is Alexander Kuvshinov. I'm an inspirer, artist and animator of the Karma game. First of all, there was the idea of Karma as an animated series, the plot of which would be the story about the problems of karma, causal relationships, karmic debts and so on. I would like to tell you in clear language about it and with the help of visual images and situations. Then I changed my mind and decided to develop an incredible game. The idea of this project attracted a team of friends who are highly qualified professionals in animation, music, game design and game development. We made the concept of the game and started its development about a year ago. There is an exciting story in the game about a creature called Pip, who has an incarnation in a surreal world as a funny but brutal worm. Pip is naive and doesn't know anything about this reality. Talking with a flower or a stone for him is as natural as tasting another representative of local fauna. He examines this new world, overcoming obstacles to a new rebirth and trying to figure out who he is. Committing various evil deeds, Pip mutates and becomes a predatory creature. He grows spines, tentacles, spikes and teeth, symbolising the karmic debts. Currently, we have a working prototype of the game, have written the gameplay and levels, and produced lots of art. However, a lot of work is left before the game can be released. Many original solutions that will give players a lot of fun and strike the imagination will require additional hours of animation and programming. For instance, astral sight features. Pip has the ability to see an astral world and seek clues in it. The astral world differs significantly from the ordinary one. It has more expressive colours. In order to implement this feature, we would have to draw all the objects and locations twice. First time for the ordinary world, and second time is for the astral world. Nevertheless, we have determined that we are willing to make these sacrifices for the sake of the fun of the game.
I have absolutely no idea of what he's talking about.
Hi there. My name is Alexander Kuvshinov. I'm an inspirer, artist and animator of the Karma game. First of all, there was the idea of Karma as an animated series, the plot of which would be the story about the problems of karma, casual relationships, karmic debts and so on. I would like to tell you in clear language about it with the help of visual images and situations. Then I changed my mind and decided to develop an incredible game. The idea of this project attracted a team of friends who are highly qualified professionals in animation, music, game design and game development. We made the concept of the game and started its development about a year ago. There is an exciting story in the game about a creature named Pip, who has an incarnation in a surreal world as a funny but brutal worm. Pip is naive and doesn't know anything about this reality. Talking with a flower or a stone for him is as natural as tasting another representative of local fauna. He examines this new world, overcoming obstacles to a new rebirth and trying to figure out who he is. Committing various evil deeds, Pip mutates and becomes a predatory creature. He grows spines, tentacles, spikes and teeth, symbolising the karmic debts. Currently, we have a working prototype of the game, have written the gameplay and the levels and produced lots of art. However, we have a lot of work left to do before the game can be released. Many original solutions that will give players a lot of fun and strike the imagination will require additional hours of animation and programming. For instance, astral sight features. Pip has the ability to see an astral world and seek clues in it. The astral world differs significantly from the ordinary one. It has more expressive colours. In order to implement this feature, we shall have to draw all the objects and locations twice. First time for the ordinary world, and the second time is for the astral world. Nevertheless, we have determined that we are willing to make these sacrifices for the sake of the fun of the game.
I absolutely have no idea of what he's talking about.
I've absolutely no idea of what he's talking about.
I've absolutely no idea of what he's talking about.
I have absolutely no idea whatsoever of what he's talking about.